Accession number 17970, Real 4.
Squadron Leader Johnson, Real 4.
Yes, after I left the squadron, I went to 5 aircrew school at Scampton, which was a training area pre-HCU for crews coming into the group. Scampton was at that stage closed for the laying of runways, and when these were finished, the station was handed over to one group, and so the aircrew school moved to Balderton, and from there I went to the HCU at Wigsley, and finished my war on that particular station.
What do you feel nowadays about all this criticism that Bomber Command comes in for, both for the supposed moral nature of what Bomber Command did and also about the accuracy of what they did?
I get extremely annoyed with people who weren't there at the time, really did not know what the circumstances were, and can theorise about what would have been better. I have had numerous altercations with, on some occasions, on one occasion the press, and on another occasion the BBC, particularly for the production of, under their Secret Histories series, the Dam's Raid. It is obviously so easy to be wise in retrospect. I accept that the accuracy wasn't as good as we would have liked it to have been. Although I'm sure that it was the best that could be achieved at that stage. I think if one compares the German bombing of this country, there was nothing particularly accurate about attacking large cities. And if that was considered to be right for them, why was it wrong for us? I hear one hears the criticism of the people in the prisoner of war camp that were drowned after the dams raid, and I can only say, well, we didn't put those people there. It wasn't our particular fault that they were in that particular place at that particular time, and I don't think we could be blamed for that. The retrospective view that the dams raid was not worthwhile, I totally disagree with. It may not have been as devastating as one would have liked it to have been, but certainly it did interrupt German war production. And it certainly gave a moral boost to the population generally in this country. It also gave strength to Churchill's talks with the other leaders at their meetings, because it had happened just at that particular time that they were having one of their meetings with Stalin and Roosevelt. When you have, I think that in war, when you have a particular situation, you have to decide what you're going to do about that particular situation. You don't have time, I think, to consider what people are going to think about it in the future, whether they will think you've done the right thing or the wrong thing. You have to get on with it, which is precisely what we did. And I do get extremely annoyed when I hear and see these adverse references, particularly to Air Marshal Harris, Butch Harris. Yes, he was known, we knew him as Butch. But he was a great leader. He knew what he wanted and he really went out of his way to get it. And he supported the people who helped him to get what he wanted. I think if any of the wartime greats have been misjudged, have been, what's the word I'm looking for, degraded, then it is Butch Harris. And it's most unfair and unnecessary.